At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So if you're somebody that's looking to get some attention, maybe the boys are not paying as much attention to you as you'd like, Katie has found a way to make that happen.
Yes. Now, when I saw this on TikTok, it's meant to be funny.
Okay.
I'm going to go over the things that were on this list. Unfortunately, some of these hit a little too close to home.
Okay. Unfortunately.
Yeah. When I go over it, you'll know why.
Okay.
So these are ways to get attention if nobody's paying attention to you.
Okay.
Number one, have a medical emergency.
Have a medical emergency on purpose?
However it happens is how it happens.
Oh, my God.
It says anything that can get you a hospital bracelet so you can post the hospital bracelet online. And if I'm good at anything, it's having a medical emergency.
That is true.
Cry in public.
Yeah.
People will ask if you're okay.
You're very good at that.
Now, in fairness, when I'm crying in public, I don't want people to ask me if I'm okay.
Yeah.
But I guess at least I'm being seen.
And the big problem with that one is, as somebody who on several occasions has sat across from Katie crying in public, like at a restaurant where I'm the only person there, even if she's crying happy tears, or even if she's crying something about she's recounting a terrible story, everybody thinks you're breaking up with her.
Do you? I know you say that, but do you think that's true?
It feels true. No one's smiling at me.
Well, that's true. In fairness, I always think, like, have you ever seen anybody crying in public?
Besides you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You have. See, I feel like I haven't. Or maybe I'm just not paying attention.
I feel like I've seen it at the mall. And I always assume it's a couple going through a breakup.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Lie about something meaningless to get people talking about you.
Lie about something.
The example this girl gave was, I hate dogs. text something really vague to all of your friends, like something really bad happened to me this weekend. And then when they go, oh my God, what happened? Do not reply.
Oh my God. That would be terrible to do something like that.
Right. The next one, just don't wear makeup. If you are somebody that usually does wear makeup and then all of a sudden you aren't, people are going to ask, oh my God, are you okay?
We're living through that moment right now, Pamela Anderson.
That's right.
No one was talking about you until all of a sudden you stopped wearing makeup.
That's absolutely right.
You would never do that one though, right?
Well, no, see, I've lived this in real life. Whether I want it or not, I'm somebody that looks so different without makeup that we used to have a female boss who the first time she saw me without makeup on asked me if I was sick.
But you got that attention.
Oh, sure did.
She was worried about
you. That's right. Okay.
And then you showed her your fake bracelet.
Right. Yeah. casually mentioned that you could read people's auras.
We used to work with somebody who peddled in that kind of silliness.
You sure did.
And I'll tell you, when you say something like that, we all think you're crazy, but we're also paying attention. Yeah.
I mean,
we're leaning in.
In fairness, we did want her to do a psychic reading of us because I guess people were hiring her to do that. Unfortunately, she told us we would have to pay her money also.
Yeah.
Even though we were going to do it for the show.
By the way, these are ways that you can get attention if no one's paying attention to you.
And maybe they're a little misguided, but here they are. Try to one-up people in very extreme ways. The girl suggested if somebody said, oh my God, I only got like 3 hours of sleep last night.
Right.
You top that by saying, well, I haven't slept in 6 to 8 hours.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. But it has to be so over the top.
Oh, it was terrible yesterday. I was walking around the couch and I stubbed my pinky toe. It hurt so bad. Oh my God. I was shot once.
Yeah, exactly. And the last one, wear a birthday sash when it's not your birthday.
great. How come we've never said every year on New Year's we come up with new fashion things?
Oh,
and
yeah.
How come unnecessary sashes that say things has never come up? Man, there is a way that you can combine all of these things like in one big swoop. Like a big Voltron of attention seeking, where you show up with no makeup, a fake bracelet on, try to one up somebody with a huge injury, and then lie about something. Like all of a sudden, like you are the most popular person in the room.
Unfortunately, I think you need the medical bracelet to be real.
Well, sure, because I think the only way to get it off is to cut it. So you can't really get it. It's not like something you could, or maybe you could get it on Amazon. Can you order medical bracelets on Amazon? Because no one reads it, you know?
Well, and you blur it out anyway because you want to protect your anonymity.
Right.
Even though you're putting it on your own social media.
And the fact, too, that it said you were admitted for a migraine.